Hello and welcome to March Madness, live from Brooklyn.
Live from New York, it's March Madness.
Don't shift your weight, don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah, and this is the world's only March Madness-style Brad Pitt-themed podcast, where we're pitting every one of Brad Pitt's movies against one another in a quest to find the ultimate Brad. This week, though, we're not pitting any movies. We are doing a mini-episode of a movie Brad Pitt should have been in. What movie is that, Sarah?
That movie is Raising Arizona.
Pretend you're listening to the Raising Arizona theme song, because it's, like, really cute.
I don't remember how it goes. I'm going to go like, the do, 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 do.
Something like that, yeah. It's like a cute little ditty. So we watched Raising Arizona on VHS.
We did.
Because we're into that right now.
It's a good thing to be into.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. It's, again, very, like, viscerally satisfying to, like, plop it in and be like, conk. You know?
Only 90s kids remember how to rewind VHS tapes.
Only 90s kids forgot how to rewind VHS tapes.
We hella forgot. But it's really fun. I feel like we've talked about this before.
I know, but like it is worth reiterating.
And people need to know that you need to be returning. The VHS is in. Bye, bye, bye. They're hot.
Stocks by now. Stocks have finally, like, dropped out. You can buy the VHS TVs for, like, $5.
Yeah, I think we got a bunch of VHSs for... We probably bought Raising Arizona for, like, $3.
Less than that. It's, like, 95 cents.
Now that this episode is released,
it's going to go...
like, $7. Especially in Japan. We are big.
Big in Japan?
I may reiterate.
So Raising Arizona is an early Coen Brothers film. Before they were the Coen Brothers, they split the credits. So it's like directed by Joel, but
that
written by Ethan or something.
It's so crazy. Like, I had no idea that this was a Coen Brothers movie. Like, I saw this as a kid and I was like, oh yeah, it's fun. It's quirky. And rewatching, I was like, this holds up. Like, this is still good.
It's a good
and
movie.
Now I know why.
Yeah. It stars Nick Cage, and he is a man who, like, is on the wrong side of the law, in and out of jail all the time. Kind of a real My Name is Earl figure.
Very.
For those of you who remember the TV series My Name is Earl. And he falls in love with the booking officer and they get married.
A lady cop.
They fall in love through the course of him getting arrested and her fingerprinting him. It's really cute.
It's a good sequence.
Meet
cute?
Meet cute.
The cutest meet.
M4W. I was getting arrested. You were my cute booking officer. So they get married and then they're like, we're so in love that we want to share this with another being and like prove to the world how in love we are. We should have a baby. But then they find out she can't have kids.
It's and like it's, the scene in Up.
It's really, except sadder.
I think. That sequence where they were talking about wanting to have kids was like the only good thing I've ever seen about people wanting to have kids. Where she was like, there's like so much, he was like, she thinks there's so much beauty in the world, they want to share it.
Yeah.
Or like, it would be a crime not to share it.
Yeah. Like, it's very inspirational.
Like, hashtag inspo for having babies.
Hashtag babyspo?
Babyspo? Put it on the Pinterest.
So they find out that she can't have babies, and because he was a criminal and she was a cop and probably was a cop to put away some latent criminalities. They're like, we should steal a baby. Because there's a local figure, Mr. Arizona, who runs like a furniture emporium or something, who just had like quintuplets. And he was like, it's more than we can handle in a news story. And they were like, it's more than he can handle. We'd be doing him a favor if we take one of his babies.
I'm going to let Justin in because okay. He sounds extremely sad.
Ugh, very upset.
Please hold.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
Hi, come on in. Thank you.
And then what?
Haha. So then a bunch of shenanigans happen because they have this kidnapped baby. And obviously the parents of the baby want the baby back. And then eventually... you know, stuff happens, and then they return the baby, and they all learn a lesson.
Comedy of errors.
A comedy of errors. And it's, like, bittersweet.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's cute. It's a fun movie. Brad Pitt should have been in it.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I think Brad Pitt would have done a really good job playing Nick Cage's character.
Yeah.
Here's why. Brad Pitt, really cute. Brad Pitt does a good job of playing, like, a sort of criminal, you know, like a wise-ass kind of, like, doofy...
Especially, and here's the thing, he's good at playing a dusty criminal.
Yeah.
You know, like, this takes place in a desert, it's kind of dusty, like, he's got his long hair, it's very Thelma and Louise. Like,
yeah.
He's a bad boy, but he's a charmer.
Yeah, like, he's a bad boy with a heart of gold.
Yeah, he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
He does the crime, and then he does the time.
Yeah, and he's like... not
ashamed or afraid.
He's like, you know, I've got the time, I'll do the crime.
If you've got... time, why not do a crime?
I was thinking that the other day. I was like, what if you just did have, like,
what if you just did a crime?
If you don't have the time, don't do the crime. Like, I'm not doing anything.
It could be a solid investment.
Yeah.
Like, if you steal enough money to make it worth it, like...
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you get to keep the money.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, if you bury it somewhere nobody knows, it could be a good way to spend 10 to 15 years. If it was, I guess, like, a small, yeah, crime.
A very structured, like, environment.
Yeah.
You know? You get really buff. Alternative
to college, save a good chunk of change.
Go to jail.
Go to jail.
It's the same experience.
Probably.
I spent a lot of time when I was super depressed in college thinking about how it was like prison.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's a hot tip. Life pro tips.
Life advice from the podcast Marge Bradness.
Go to jail! And then... Oh, we already did the plot.
Yeah, we already did the plot. Brad Pitt, I don't know. Brad is just such a cute little rapscallion, you know? He'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt also clearly loves children, but, like, in the correct way, not in, like, the creepo way. Like, the way normal people love kids.
I cannot believe you said that. It's true. Brad would steal a baby,
yeah,
from his wife. If Angie was like, can you bring me a baby, please? Brad would bring her a baby.
Yeah, I think so.
And, okay, here's the thing. Brad Pitt and the Coen brothers, I think, would be a good match.
I think so. I know we've talked about this, but whenever I talk about Merch Bradness to people who aren't familiar, they always are like, oh, Burn After Reading is a really good Brad. And right, that's a Coen brothers movie.
Oh, I did not even think of that when I said, mm-hmm, that. There you, mm-hmm, go. And that's, like, a top Brad.
Yeah,
I
mean, everyone's like, yo. I
mean, yeah, this is an often predicted Brad. Like... I think that we don't think about this when we think about Brad Pitt. Like, he tends to come to mind as, like, you know, obviously, like, big name, A-level, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, mm-hmm, Hollywood blockbuster. But a lot
of... And hunky.
A Hollywood hunk. But, like a lot of his movies are, like, weirdly surreal. Like,
yeah.
I think about Johnny Suede and, like,
yeah,
Dark Side of the Sun. Like,
I mean, like, when we'll get to Tree of Life and stuff.
Right.
Like, that one's gonna be fucking...
He's in some weird shit,
mm-hmm,
and I think he plays off of that really well. His timing is amazing, and I think that I feel very confident about this mini-ep. Like,
yeah.
I feel like this is a really solid role,
yeah,
for him. He would
definitely
carry it well. He would fit into it well. Not that Nick Cage does a bad job, but just, like, if you're looking for an alternative.
Yeah, if you're like, I really don't like Nicolas Cage. He really gives me the spooks.
The willies.
He spends so much money. He spends so much money on mammoth tusk knives and tombs in New Orleans and all sorts of stuff.
Didn't you say he went bankrupt?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He went bankrupt because he buys too many fossils and stuff. He bought, like, some dinosaur skull or something, and then I think it was China was like, hey, that's, like, ours. Can we have it back? And he was like, okay. And he gave it back. So he's just out several million dollars for this dinosaur skull, which is, like, good on him for returning it, but bummer. But yeah, if Nick Cage gives you the willies... watch this movie and think about Brad Pitt in it instead.
Think about Braddy Boy.
Good old B-Boy.
Yeah.
B-Ball.
I think we should tell the good people that we moved.
Well, I think we did at the start.
Well, we said live from Brooklyn, but we could just be on vacation.
Oh, well, we moved. So I'm sorry to whoever made that podcast that was like, I'm so happy to listen to a podcast that's not made in Brooklyn. Fuck you, it's made in Brooklyn now.
I believe you're referring to our iTunes review.
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy, just because of your comment. No, I don't know who left that, but thank you very much, and I'm sorry.
I don't mean fuck you. I just have been dreaming of moving to New York since I was a little girl. And now I'm here. So I'm following my dreams, and I hope you respect that. I'm still a Midwestern girl at heart, and we choose to continue, or we plan to continue, to deliver the same quality of non-pretentious content Absolutely. That you have come to expect
from Merch Madness. If you think we're getting a little too high and mighty, send us a message.
Send us an email.
Just neg us a little.
That's inviting a whole slew of consequences.
Okay, don't neg us.
Do neg us like how the people... volunteering for New York Film Festival negged us when we were in line for Call Me By Your Name.
Which we did not get to see early, and I'm very disappointed.
It's okay.
They did a really good job of negging.
They did.
I felt...
over half the line left.
Yeah, and we almost got there.
Yeah, I was like... We were, like, in view of the ticket
booth. Of the tickets.
As they were, like, selling the last tickets.
Neg a little harder.
All those things that you can't do in Minneapolis, you sure can do in New York. If you have opinions about that, though, or if you do want to tell us to get off our high horses because we're getting too cosmopolitan, send us a message. You can do so at contact@marchbradness.net. You can also send us, like, slide into our DMs on Twitter.
Slide into those DMs.
Don't send me any dick pics.
Please and thank you. Slide into the public. Tweet at us.
Tweet at us at.
Following Twitter's.
Merch Bradness.
Guidelines.
Following Twitter's guidelines. We will report you.
Blocked.
Blocked. Blocked. None of you are free of sin.
We're on Facebook, which is Merch Bradness. Instagram, which is march.bradness. We went to LA recently to screen Contact. There will be a video of that soon. Thank you so much. Once again, we're working on t-shirts for that. Keep being patient. Thank you. We just moved.
A lot is happening right now.
We gotta get down to Kmart to get you some cheap Supreme blanks.
Waddle on down to Muji. I found some really high quality tote bags that I'm gonna source. So
nice.
Get ready.
Nice.
It's coming.
And then finally, tune in next week for the next official episode, which is going to be...
The Devil's Own versus...
Babble, where I assume they just talk a lot.
They go...
And then after that, there's only two more episodes, and then it's the grand finale.
Of season one.
Of season one.
We still
one.
Have so many movies to watch.
You're right.
We haven't even gotten to the good stuff.
Yeah. We got a lot coming up. We got a plan in mind. There's a master scheme, which we'll tell you more about later.
With that.
Have a wonderful day.
Week, night, year.
Hey, we almost died yesterday.
It's true.
Go get yourself some ice cream.
Yeah.
If you almost died, and even if you didn't, because life is hard. Every day you probably almost die a lot, and you don't even notice.
It's true. All the butterfly effect and shit. So go have yourself some ice cream, because guess what? Can't take it with you.
I got some big gay ice cream, which I'm excited to try. It's called Blueberry Gobbler.
I just got some standard old drumsticks with caramel inside, because I've been thinking about them all summer. And now it's officially fall. So.
Perfect for ice cream.
Woo!
Take care.
I love you.
Bye!